It's Clan Radio, sponsored by Wellwood Communications. A 4-2 win for Brayhead Clan tonight over the Nottingham Panthers, with me, the head coach, Ryan Finnerty. Nice to speak to you after a game like that and a result like that as well. A long time coming.
Yeah, it's been a long time coming. You're right, Craig. And, you know, tonight was a bit more like the Brayhead Clan. I mean, realistically, that's our second game we played with a full bench and a semi-healthy bench. I mean, we lose Jacko to a broken foot, but loaded up the forward lines with all the imports. And last night we did some good things, you know, wasn't our best, but we did a lot of positive things that we haven't been able to do simply because of our lineup. Mm. And tonight we put more together. We played great defensively. You know, Nottingham had a large portion of the play, but we kept him to the outside. And Holtze played huge. Holtze made some big saves. He made the saves that we need him to make. And he was huge for us. Power play, you know, had some, again, Brooksy hit his third post in three nights. And, you know, we had some chances to bury him in that power play. And we had some good looks. And, you know, we had a number of chances. But obviously with Keither getting kicked out and Jacko and everything, the second unit was a bit mixed match. But we did what we had to do. We got a win. And hopefully now we can get rid of this curse or burden or whatever and move on and kick on here and get back to normality, because obviously nobody here is used to losing and nobody obviously accepts it.
You mentioned Matt Keith getting ejected from the game. What was your view on that?
There was no blood. It was a five and a five. It was a hit. I didn't see what Keither did. That's it. It's five and a five. There's no blood. There's no penalties. You know, it's five on five hockey after that, so... I didn't see the hit, and I didn't see what Keither done, and 5-on-5 and the way you go.
But Scott Pitt got a hat-trick tonight, only second game back as well. Good to see him hitting form so early.
Yeah, it's nice, you know. It's good to see. You miss, you know, that's what Pitter does. That's what we miss when Pitter's not in the lineup. I thought Trimmer had a good game. I thought Trimmer was dangerous. I mean, Trimmer's always going to have his critics because he's on the puck so much and he makes so much happen, and sometimes guys that do that turn over the puck. Say with Erik Karlsson in the NHL. He gets his critics. He's the best defenseman in the league, but he has it so much, he'll turn it over, and people think he's a bad player because of it. And Trimmer's kind of like, you know, quite different players, but he's on that puck so much, and sometimes he overhandles, but when he's on, he's dangerous, and he makes Pitter a great player.
And, of course, that takes you into a big week of away games coming up, Belfast on Saturday, Dundee on Sunday. The challenge doesn't get any easier.
Oh, it doesn't matter who you're playing, it doesn't get any easier. You gotta go, and right now it's about, you know, for us it's not necessarily winning and losing, it's about getting back to playing our style and our system. I mean, theoretically we're a 750 team. You know, we win seven and a half games out of 10. That's what we are when we're healthy, and we play with that confidence. And tonight, hopefully, we can get that confidence back. Some life. It's a great feeling in that dressing room. It always is after you snap a streak. And you know, we just need to build on this. And you can't teach confidence, and that's what we're missing. That's what we've been missing for a while. And losing does that. You know, didn't matter about our lineup. Losing, guys lose focus, lose confidence, try to do everything, you know, outside of what they should be doing to get it back, and over trying and whatever. And then when you win, it's the only recipe to get confidence back, and the only, you know, and hopefully the guys got that tonight. I got the full feeling back. It was fun again being at the rink. And, you know, we need to kick on here. We got a tough week, like you said, and we'll have a great week of training and build on this. And hopefully, you know, we lose Jackman for a bit here with a broken foot, but hopefully we can recover and recover quickly. Dress full imports here. I think Matty Haywood's going to skate next week, so there's positive signs, and build for the playoffs.
Thanks so much, Ryan.
Thanks.